Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center. www.imemc.org for Wednesday, July 21st, 2010. Israeli military levels Palestinian village and Israel says it will limit white phosphorus use in the future. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli occupation forces destroyed an entire village Monday morning in the Jordan Valley after most residents had left when the civil administration cut off the last of their water, according to Haaretz. 50 structures were destroyed by the Israeli military in Farisea, leaving the 120 farmers, laborers, and their families without homes. The residents were mostly shepherds and those that worked the land of families in the nearby town of Tubas. The destruction of the village comes after a strictly enforced policy of disrupting the village's water supply by occupation forces. Over the course of a few years, the military had destroyed villager-laid water pipes and pumps and forbidden connection to nearby wells. Also on Monday, a report was given to the UN by Israel laying out how it intends to stop civilian casualties in future conflicts, with changes to its operating doctrine. The Gaza War forced a UN resolution in November of 2009 that called for Israel and Hamas to legitimately investigate war crimes. The report given Monday is in compliance with that resolution. The measures include such things as emphasizing to commanders that protecting civilians is critical to their mission, as well as adding a humanitarian affairs officer to each combat unit. The new regulations on the use of white phosphorus include having a buffer zone of a few hundred meters and to not use it around sensitive areas. The weapon remains legal and in their arsenal. Early Wednesday morning, two Gaza crossings were partially opened. This will allow for about 250 trucks worth of aid, food, and supplies into the Gaza Strip territory. This will hopefully be the start of a new beginning for the poorest among Gazans. Lebanon finally expanded Palestinian refugees' rights to work in the country Tuesday, Lebanon's Daily Star announced. The changes made to a Lebanese labor law expand the professions available to Palestinians past the current clerical and administrative sectors, while allowing them to keep their refugee status. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For constant update, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Brian Ennis.